brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, folks, the establishment is scared to death of the birthers. They like to make fun of 9/11 truthers as the truthers, the twoofas, but now they're really scared of the birthers. And I've covered this issue some, you know, back during the campaign and after. I've seen it as somewhat of a red herring. Not that there may not be substance and red meat somewhere there. There's just so much smoke, I can't find where the fire is. But they are acting scared. They do have fear in their eyes. The body language is, it's true. The behavior of the president and his minions and his acolytes and his surrogates is that it's true. The behavior of his grandmother saying it's true, and Kenyan newspapers saying it's true, and they're proud of it. They've erected a shrine in his birthplace. Now, this is overall a distraction from his agenda. You know, they kind of enjoyed making fun of people during the campaign to get off of his actual policies, like carbon taxes and socialized health care and open borders and anti-Second Amendment legislation. The list goes on and on. That's why the Obama deception doesn't get into his birth certificate. Now, the new film does a little bit. And I called to get Phil Berg on today, really nice guy, lawyer, former deputy attorney general in one state. And he said, why wasn't I on the Obama deception? And I said, well, why don't you be in the new one then? We'll just fly a team out to interview you. Because it is important to look at. So Berg's either on today or tomorrow. We want to get him to a landline. He's a busy lawyer. He is on today. It's set. Landline. 1 o'clock. T-minus 2 hours. So you want to be technical. 1 hour, 57 minutes, 30 seconds exactly on mark. And then we've got Reverend James Manning, who has made a lot of headlines with his rebukes of Obama. So I thought we would have him on to weigh in coming up in the fourth hour today. That should be always interesting and informing. Informative. I have a giant important news blitz, obviously, here in front of me. NLE09, National Level Exercise 09, is now in full swing. It starts today. And we'll go over FEMA's original press release and the latest. Government of Canada participates in major security exercise. This put out by Marketplace, MarketWire, a statement by the Information Office of Canada. We'll tell you about the Canadians, the Germans, the Israelis, the French, the Dutch. 14 different nations participating in a drill to take over the United States and combat American terrorists. Now, you see my film Police State 2000, where you can witness foreign troops in a tabletop exercise training to take over the United States and role players playing the part of U.S. citizens having their firearms confiscated. This has been going on for a long time, but now they admit it's foreign troops. Now they admit it's a drill here in the United States. That's the difference. I'd go to an urban warfare drill in Texas or California or other states. We got footage out of Maryland, footage out of North Carolina, Alabama. Went to Florida, and the troops would openly be training to confiscate our guns and take over city halls and admitting it was for the U.S. They'd go door to door telling neighborhood people, before I even got there, they'd been listening to my phones, Alex Jones is coming. We have interviews with these people. The Army knocking door to door. When he comes, don't talk to him. Boy, I tell you, that's a real good use of resources there, isn't it? The U.S. Army. And their number one enemy, I guess, Alex Jones. Of course, the troops love me, but the establishment that hijacked our military know that if I ever wake the troops up, it's over for them. But then I'd watch CNN, and they'd say it was for Iraq or Afghanistan, other countries.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got attorney Phil Berg joining us in an hour and 12 minutes from now. An hour and 52 minutes from now. Public school education level mathematics here, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. Then Reverend James Manning to break down his view of Barack Obama and his last sermon titled, The White Folks Are Gonna Riot. So we'll get his perspective on that coming up as well today. We have the National Level Exercise 2009 that started this morning with FEMA and at least 14 other governments teaming up in a drill to suppress the American people, with an emphasis towards the 14 nations teaming up to surveil and warrantlessly spy on U.S. citizens. When I got back from Operation Urban Warrior, a similar drill in Oakland, California in 1999, I was shown a video by Marines, but was not allowed to put it on television, of Operation Death Star. And Operation Death Star was protesters being followed by unmanned aerial vehicles by the Marine Corps. So you have a drill with the Marine Corps and French, Dutch, Israeli, British, Scottish, Australian, German, and other troops training to take over the city, role players screaming, "I'm an American, no, not the camp," mock police arresting citizens, doing mock executions of the Marines, all on video, interrogating the citizens, "Where'd you get the gun? Where'd you get the helmet? Where are you from? San Francisco." Then you'd see the Marine Corps spokesman, the civilian, Mr. Jones, would run in. Steve Jones was his name. Tell me, turn the camera off. You can't film this part. He kept getting madder and madder. But we were given authorization by his higher-ups to go in and cover the event. Then we got thrown out. But they were also giving citizen tours of the drills. And then so we sent our people in as, quote, just regular tourists. And I got the most damning footage. But because they had a university area shut down that were doing it in that part of Oakland, but they also practice occupying some of the bridges and some of the railheads and ports. And then I'd watch national news in my hotel room at night on CNN. They'd say, "Marines are training in Oakland to help in the peacekeeping operation in Macedonia and in Serbia and Kosovo." And in a way, that was true from a lawyer speak because it did have dual use. But all of that is going on right now in the United States. It's going on in Arizona, and it's going on in Michigan, and it's going on in Florida. And they've, in the last 2 months, had buildups to this, and the Miami Herald's had the photos of troops from 12 nations of Latin America land flying their flags for the first time in U.S. history. And Mexican troops aid in drills in South Texas bearing their flag and loaded weapons for the first time since the Mexican-American War. And Dutch troops land in Michigan. And Japanese troops assist Czech Republic troops in San Diego. It's all over the news today. Oh, look, they're landing with UN flags in America. Oh, look, the foreign AWACS are in the sky. And I was shown video of Operation Death Star. And I was shown video of us coming out of our hotel in the morning and getting in our Ford Taurus and driving over to the drills. So, see, during the live drill, thousands of Marines and other troops from other countries, with the U.S. Marine Corps leading it, they had not just the trainees in the big drill, but the higher-level units that had already been trained previously, watching us and other people. And I was only allowed to see about 10 minutes of this and begged for it, was told no. And it was then they had, during the drill, other Marines in plain clothes practicing landing dinghy boats and loading WMDs in the back of a moving truck in Oakland and another one in San Francisco in Operation Death Star. This is only one part of it. Operation Death Star with the drones watching them. So again, casting the militias, the U.S. gun owners, as the terrorist. So during Operation Urban Warrior in 1999, the Marines were running classified ops like Operation Death Star. Operation Death Star. And Death Star was looking down on us. That was 1999, 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Fast forward to November 22nd. In the Fed demonstrations in 38 locations, Ron Paul in Houston is giving a speech. I'm giving a speech in Dallas at the Fed with Ron Paul's brother, Wayne Paul. And I get sent a secret document from the Army, people inside the Army that were upset, listing us as terrorists and saying we were being watched at all 38 locations. This is out of the Texas office. Specifically that we were being watched and to not let us know that they were Army because we were terrorists and might kill them. Again, casting me and Ron Paul and his brother as like the murdering gremlins, or as deadly as the Monty Python Holy Grail rabbit that chews everyone's throats out. I mean, that was just like, I am this little fuzzy sweet thing, but if you let me know you're the army watching me, I may rip your throat out. Ron Paul may rip your throat out. You know, I'm there with my camera, with a 35 millimeter around my neck and a video camera in my hand at Urban Warrior, and I've got to have hover drones following me around. Because I'm as deadly as the guardian of the grail, the one-pound white rabbit. It is ridiculous. If you haven't seen that Monty Python, you don't know what I'm talking about. The guardian of the Holy Grail is a little rabbit that viciously chews everybody's throats out, but the holy hand grenade takes him out. The issue here is this is ridiculous. So they're casting us as the enemy. And then remember, 3 weeks ago, in fact, I was looking for it in my stack out there. Guys, it was in, I forget which Missouri paper, but it was written by the Army. We now have local liaison Army officers in the police departments and in the papers, assigned to local papers. The papers are understaffed. They like having an Army captain. It was written by an Army captain. And he's telling everybody, what was the headline? Exact headline was militias, National Guard drills for militia attack on checkpoint, or was it National Guard drills for militia attack, Missouri? That'll get it. See, as I'm here talking, I have thousands of pieces of proof, hundreds in the last month. And they had those drills in Iowa where they were doing door-to-door gun confiscation drills. The newspaper said that. It had the Army sergeant saying, yeah, we're going to do a gun drill door-to-door. And then I was the bad one, though, in the local paper when I reported it and read what the paper said, that the Army was going to go door-to-door and was doing a drill of a shutting down a gun shop owner who'd sold illegal guns to locals, a door-to-door gun checkpoint. And then we have real knock-and-talk drills all over the country where they just come and ask to search your house and look at your guns. And the Illinois governor gets on TV and says, we're going to use the Army for door-to-door gun confiscation. But then the Barack Obama people say, you know, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. And then after I gave you the secret Army document for the last in the Fed demonstrations a few months ago, it was in the Baltimore Sun. Headline, Baltimore Sun. Go ahead and give me that one. Army watching tea parties. That was the one. But when you read the article, it was actually in the Fed demonstrations. Now, here is News Tribune out of Missouri, Camp Crowder, Missouri. And you can go there. It's written by a member of the Army. Again, the Army writes for our papers now, just like they do in Iraq. Guard units trained for attacks. And it says, for militias attacking the Army base. Yes, that's exactly what the militias are going to be doing. And militias attacking checkpoints. You mean when a family doesn't let you grab their wife and kid and split you up and put the man in one truck and the women and the kids in another? You mean people are going to go ahead and draw on you? Yeah, it's going to happen. And then you're going to say we're terrorists on the news. So see, you corner us, you push us into a corner, and then if we don't go to the FEMA camp, we're terrorists. My God, what do you do when you roll up on a checkpoint and they want to see your papers and, you know, they got a 50 swung around on you in the back of a Humvee and local police helping them, and the minute you make a move, they just kill everybody in the car like it's Baghdad or Fallujah. The answer is you pull up on a checkpoint, you turn around and go the other direction. And then they're going to try to stop you there. They're openly announcing checkpoints, FEMA camps, roadblocks, under the guise of the flu outbreak. See, perfect cover for them coming up in the fall. But if we get the word out on this, they're not going to get away with it. And if we get the word out to the military and police, this isn't going to happen. We can stop this. Oh, he just brought it in here for me. Oh, here's one out of the BBC. Ukrainian NATO troops set up checkpoints in Scotland. See, it's happening everywhere. BBC. Ukrainian NATO troops set up checkpoints in Scotland. BBC. See, foreign troops are everywhere worldwide trained to suppress populations for the bankers right now. I'll tell you more about NLE09, the flu, fear-mongering, and a lot more coming up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Remember 2 months ago, all over the Tennessee papers, we had a state rep on? The governor told the Army and Homeland Security stopped running warrantless checkpoints, shutting down whole highways, searching people. They just ignored them and went ahead and did it anyways. And put the photos and video on the local news stations and the newspapers. But here's BBC, Ukrainian Marines stopped drivers. Motorists using a public road were forced to stop by Ukrainian Marines acting with French soldiers. The events took place during an amphibious landing exercise at Luce Bay on Saturday. Two armed Ukrainian Marines involved in mock hunt for terrorists had forced a number of vehicles on a coastal road near Port William to pull over. And see, they always say this. and this goes on over the years many times, take Swansboro, North Carolina. We have this footage in police state to the takeover. The Marines take over the town, set up real checkpoints, and then started pulling over real citizens' cars. See, but they have the police. The police work with, they come over and stop you to have the local municipal authority. And then the Marines come over and go, mind if we search? And people are like, well, sure. And that's meant to acclimate the Marines, acclimate the citizens, acclimate the cops. This is slow death. Our troops aren't bad. They're being brainwashed. The citizens aren't bad. They're being acclimated and brainwashed here. We're being trained to be occupied. But they won't put troops on the borders. And if they do, they are not allowed to have their firearms. And they get shot at and killed and they turn tail and run. That's in the news. So we've got more on national level exercise, NLE 09, coming up. And the foreign troops that are involved, different facets to it the next week. We've got a bunch of guests coming up. And we're going to be taking calls from listeners who specifically are seeing NLE 09 drills. We got video, one of Jason Burmis's friends, he's already got a lot of friends here in Austin, lived here 4 or 5 months, and one of his friends shot some video in San Marcos of Homeland Security and Northcom trucks driving around. In fact, I had that sent to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo, but they wrote big articles this morning and haven't gotten around to it yet. Maybe I'll have Aaron or somebody just post the video. But that's going on. I mean, it's just everywhere. So I'm going to open the phones up now on three subjects. And three subjects only, okay? And I'm asking listeners to stick to these subjects so we can focus in on them so I can get callers on these subjects. Because if we don't limit the subjects sometimes, I can't get the calls on those subjects because the phones fill up with people just wanting to plug their websites or talk about how I'm a reptoid or whatever. So we can talk about the flu and the incredible hype that the media is engaged in right now, basically saying it's the end of the world, forced inoculations, checkpoints, quarantines globally. Oh, my gosh, a Texas Ranger has it. Oh, my gosh, you might cough. You might get a stomach ache. We've got to give you 3 shots. It doesn't even protect you from it. The flu's already mutated, but so what? I want to talk about all things flu because this is looking worse and worse. This is looking bad. Not that it's even a real threat itself, but the vaccine and the forced inoculation. Also, NLE 09, I want to discuss that. And Barack Obama, all things Barack Obama. His approval rating of now dropping below 50 points, Rasmussen. They are in major spin control. They are panicked. They are afraid. This is really stalling on them faster than they even predicted. You know, they said they had 200 days or so. We're now 150 days into this, and they are in complete and total panic mode. They are really starting to figure it out now that the public isn't buying any of their propaganda, and I want to break some of that down after the break. Here's some of the other flu news. Government swine flu advisor on vaccine is on vaccine maker payroll. Well, of course, they all are. And let's just hope it's fear-mongering to sell tens of billions in deadly vaccine. That's bad enough. Let's really hope they don't know something about this manufactured virus, and it's admitted it's made in a lab, that we don't know, and that they know it's going to mutate into something megadeth. But they're saying that's going to happen. Let's hope that's not the case. Also, another report here, New York residents happy, crazy Cheney plan was axed. There was a report of how they wanted to have the Army come arrest U.S. citizens, and then it turned out they were completely innocent, to set the precedent to use U.S. Army on U.S. soil. The Lackawanna Six, so we'll go over some of that. Gates is saying Iran is a threat to Israel, U.S., may have to go ahead and hit them. So that's another big crisis they can create, an attack on Iran. Bunch of unemployment numbers coming in that we'll go over, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. White House wants a new stimulus package. That means a new looting. So we'll have a big news blitz on the other side. Open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. The flu, martial law drills, NLE 09. all things Obama. That is a huge field of issues to discuss. And I'm only taking calls on that. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding, riding on through.
Yeah, we want to love train. And they've got a Swiss Army knife for stage crises and false flags. You know, it's on another issue, but I've got to do a show on this in the near future on persistent jet contrails, aerosol sprays, chemtrails as they're known, the common name for them. Because there is no doubt, and I've had meteorologists on, like the guy from Weather Wars, and Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, meteorologist on, and others. There is no doubt they're already manipulating the weather. Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 said they were. Bill Gates is patenting and being allowed to patent all these technologies that the government certified worked. In 1967, Stanford Research Institute. See, that's what Bill Gates is. They just give him existing technologies, and then he's just a government clandestine operative, a fake CEO. And I mean, I've been talking about that for a decade. Now that's come out in mainstream news, that most of these big CEOs are just complete operatives. They're complete fronts. That's why they always give, you know, 90-plus percent of their money, tens of billions, to eugenics, because that's State Department Memorandum 200. That is official policy from 1973. It's official British policy from 1949 on. So this is what they do, and the government can't openly own every corporation and every bank and every system. At least they couldn't back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Now they just do it in the name of the economy and grab GM and Chrysler and everything else, but it's all part of continuity of government, all part of infrastructure protection. It's just a complete takeover. And that's, you know, that's the issue. There's just billions of points I want to make. It is like a giant 3D hologram, false reality projected out. And you can go into every little area of the hologram and zoom in on every little piece of it and see that it is a manufactured false reality. You know, we always use the analogy of saying, pull back, and you can see the big picture. And that's one way to look at it. Yes, most people are so focused on their little petty system and petty desires, and they don't have respect for themselves, and they just kind of accept whatever is laid out before them, like rats in a maze. But there's another way to look at that. That people are looking at this projected matrix from far away in the back seat of the movie theater. And they're not really paying attention. But if you walk right up to the movie screen, you can see the pixels of the projector, if it's a digital projector. And that's almost how it is. You can go up to any area of society, any area of government, anything that's just accepted knowledge, accepted reality. And if you go zoom in on it, you'll see incredible design, New World Order handiwork. It's like Matrix code or something is a good parable, a good way to boil it down. And you find out they've got CIA and regular army in every major city and town. You find out they've got Pentagon design control grids. You find out the entire technological system we live under for at least 40 years has been designed to control every facet of our lives. You find out they are poisoning the water and food. You find out they are engineering the society completely. And it just makes your head spin. At least it does mine. Okay, I said I want to get to your phone calls. And I've got so much here, I'm kind of going in 100 different directions. I'm going to just take calls till the bottom of the next hour. And then I'm going to get into NLE09 in some detail. I'm going to get into the flu situation. That the picture is very clear now. They are moving. This is a massive operation. This is a staged operation. Specifically, what the end game is not clear. But we've got 3 to 4 different scenarios, 3 that are their scenarios, 1 scenario we can force that is them pulling out. We know it's 1 of 3 bad scenarios. We know it's an operation. And we know all 3 of these scenarios are bad news. Bad news. And each one gets worse than the next. And then there's a 4th scenario we can force to get us out of this. And it'll be bad, but there'll be collateral damage with the idiots still taking the vaccine, a lot of them, but you can't help them. I mean, you can try to warn them not to go into the gas chambers, not to get on the trains. That's basically what this is, but it's a camouflage soft-kill weapon. It's like a woman called in at the end of the show yesterday, and she was talking about how she told her daughter, don't give our granddaughter the Gardasil Merck shot. And she gave it to her, and then she got the bloody spots all over her, and now has an autoimmune disease. And it's clear that's what the vaccine's designed to do, because that's what it does. And some people are even more susceptible, and the soft kill just goes ahead and becomes a hard kill and kills them immediately. And by the way, I don't do this with enjoyment. ABC News has reported that Merck, quote, has hit teams and seek and destroy teams that came out in federal documents in a federal lawsuit to, quote, go to people's homes and eliminate them. And the media spun that 2 months ago as, oh, they meant that figuratively. No, they don't mean that figuratively. I don't enjoy going up against Merck. I mean, if they'll shoot little girls up with something they know is going to kill them, you know, the only reason they don't kill me is because they don't want to put a big, giant underline under all the work I do. But believe me, this isn't fun. I'm doing this because I got to warn people. And I've got a passion to get on more AM and FM stations and shortwave and satellite and internet to warn these people. I care about people, folks. I want to just walk up to people in restaurants and in shopping malls and in grocery stores and on the street and say, please don't vaccinate your children. Please, please don't give your daughter Gardasil. You have such an innocent, lovely, sweet daughter, and now they want to force it on boys. You have such a good, handsome, smart son. He's got such potential and such destiny in his eyes. Please don't let them soft kill your son. But I know they're preconditioned slave minds, and they just aren't ready for it. Because that is crazy sounding. It is crazy to have Holdren running around writing 1,100-page textbooks about how to put poison in the water. But it's real, man. Don't you understand this isn't a game? It's real they've got Ukrainian troops running checkpoints in Scotland. And it's real they're going to have unannounced checkpoints. We're already getting reports of them where police pull you over and then foreign troops come over and search you. It's dog training. It's like training a puppy how to bird hunt. They're just getting them all geared up. This is sick. They're trampling all over us and doing simulated foreign troop flag planting on our country. It's real, folks. I've been there. I've witnessed Marines training to put American citizens on their knees and shoot you in the back of the head. It's just so real. And it almost lessens it that I even do a radio show, that I even have sponsors and joke around with my producers. But I'm a human. I'm like everybody else. I like to joke around. I like to have fun. I like to go out to eat. I like to go to movies. I like to go hunting. I like to live. But that is a sick response to this. You can't. You can't go on through your life like anything else matters when you know they're poisoning the water and the food and got weather weapon systems causing droughts, admittedly. Now, you do have to compartmentalize a little bit and have some R&R. But when you're R&Ring, admit to yourself, I'm compartmentalizing and going out and having some fun and ignoring what else is going on. Because it is sick. See, what happens is the people have been trained to compartmentalize the real serious issues and compartmentalize them to a point where they don't even care and it doesn't even exist, to where it's like a tiny pinpoint of reality in your life. You need to expand that pinpoint to where the R&R is a small area of your life and the petty issues and the things that don't matter are a small part of your life, and you got to have it. I do everything I can, you know, a couple times a year, take a few days off and go lay out in the sun and go fishing and, you know, swim around and body surf or boogie board. And it feeds the soul, and you need to do it. Or to get out a canvas and, you know, do an oil painting, spend a few hours. But I've gone to the extreme point of not even really doing that because every minute is so precious. Every minute I'm even alive to be here warning you is so precious. And all I'm saying is we got to get our priorities straight, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get our priorities straight. I mean, we got a scientific dictatorship coming down on us, and whether you're an auto mechanic or a dentist or a doctor or a school teacher or a refinery worker or a roughneck out in the oil fields, or whether you are a janitor, whether you are a truck driver, it doesn't matter. Whether you're a professional baseball player or a Hollywood movie star, 99.99% of us. I don't know. Guys, do some division for me in there on the calculator. Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, who we interviewed, he came on saying, oh, we want to talk to your audience. Yeah, we know who you are, Mr. Jones. You know, we want a world government. We want to go ahead and talk to you. We believe the world government's the way to go. He won't come back on now. He didn't like how I thrash him on air. We tried to have him back on. But he wrote a big article for the Washington Post saying, we're the super class. 6,000 of us rule the planet for 20 families. And that's about right. So what is 6,000 divided into 6.5 billion? Because that's the numbers. You may get a lot of money and a lot of power. Millions a year out of serving these bastards. They're still putting sodium fluoride and 100-plus other poisons in your water on purpose. They're still spraying stuff into the air that causes neurodegenerative diseases in the brain. They are still genetically engineering the food crops in every study they've done to sterilize and reduce the fertility of all mammal species. They've turned your regular food crops into pharmacological crops that cause hormonal fluctuations and imbalances. There's a lot of different attack profiles we've proven with top geneticists here on the show. You know, that's going on. And I'm sorry, once you realize that, the peer pressure of being in the cop shop and, you know, dealing with the dirty citizens all day, it's over. You're in the same boat with us. You're some local government pimp getting side contracts and stealing money to do what the bankers say. Does that fancy house and the big bank account mean crap next to the fact that your kid's at the doctor every week and has health problems, or the fact that your 20-year-old daughter has got thyroid problems? Almost every woman I've talked to has got their hair falling out and doesn't even eat food but are overweight. They all got thyroid problems because of what you're being fed and what you're eating and what they're spraying on you. I mean, is this really fun? Do you really like this? All the money, all the fake fame doesn't mean anything if you don't know what the real reality is and if you aren't in the driver's seat of your destiny. And I'm telling you, these 6,000 scumbags, we have the math, 6,000 divided into 6,500,000,000. Do the math, ladies and gentlemen. 99.999, I would imagine, is what the number's going to come out to. I mean, we are all here being dumbed down, and we spend all our time watching TV and sucked into the computers and sucked into this false reality to the point that we can hardly communicate with each other anymore. We can hardly do math. We can hardly spell or write anymore. All of us, we're wrecks. The elite have wrecked us through their eugenics to make us defenseless so they can have their way with us. Let's go ahead and take some calls, and I'm going to go through it all later. Jason in Washington, you're on the air. Okay, he hung up. D in Minnesota, you're on the air. D, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Go ahead,
love
D.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I guess this has to do with two out of your three things. Obama's one of them, and the flu thing's another one. The flu thing, I don't know, this is kind of reminiscent of 2001. They had a big old flu scare. And then, of course, we had 9/11 that fall. I'm kind of wondering if that ain't a possibility somewhere.
You know what? The false
given
flag...
they're talking of, hang on. Given that they're talking about attacking Iran or letting Israel do it, I think something big's going to happen, and it'll have to be bigger than 9/11.
Yeah, I thought that was a question. That's why I was chiming in. No, I mean, those are great points. What's your point on Obama?
I got woke up through Ralph Nader just before the election. Actually, Biden kind of woke me up on my own. The whole thing started with the Israeli-Palestinian issue, but when I researched it and traced it, it goes back to the same eugenicists and the whole scum, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the rest of them. It all ties back there.
Everything ties into that.
Yeah, and that's how I got woke up to you with starting researching the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And then this Holdren guy, and people are so, do the sheeple thing because I think that just describes a lot of the public. Obama, like you do it.
Obama. Yes. What they do is they rationalize, and like a child, and ma'am, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Great points, Dean. Yeah, this is a very, very important point. 3-year-old girl or boy will dress up, a little boy will dress up like Space Captain or like a Star Wars person, and a little girl will dress up like a princess and put a little plastic crown on, and it's, you know, the little girls love it, it's very popular, and they will believe they're a princess while they're walking around with plastic jewels on. And I liken that to adults. You're supposed to make believe and have imaginary friends and be delusional when you're a child. But by the time I was 3 and a half, I was aware that that was delusion. To imagine I was Batman jumping around on my back porch with my friend, Batman and Robin. And other kids thought I was weird because I didn't really want to pretend anymore because I'd figured out it wasn't real. But see, adults are engaged in delusion. They just think if they say, oh, they're not putting poison in my water, that it suddenly is not there. Or they, oh, they're not going to stage a terror attack. Governments don't stage terror attacks. Doesn't matter if you hand them a stack of mainstream news articles where it's declassified, they do. They believe that if they just say reality's one way, that makes it that way. They're delusional. And they're so selfish, they don't even save themselves. They're so selfish and delusional, they just lie to themselves. And that is one of the biggest issues. Birdman, George, Bill, and many others, your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. They are certainly hyping up this flu right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
Let's go to Birdman in Florida. Birdman, you're on the air.
You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind.
One of the callers today. Yeah, go ahead. All right, let him go. He's not going to talk. Let's talk to George in Arizona. George, you're on the air. Welcome.
All right. You know, what happens if this drill never ends? I mean, that we're pretending, you know, they are pretending to go into martial law. What if we never come out? You know, I think it's you that said that Henry Kissinger said that in September 2009, American people will not be able to own firearms. So, you know, this thing looks kind of dangerous to me.
Well, what they do is they do drills, and they do them as test balloons to see if we'll buy it. And if they don't get resistance to it, they expand it. And, yes, we are under martial law when 99% of the American people don't want a banker bailout, and Congress won't pass it, so martial law is threatened. They said, do this, or we will shut you down. And people thought I was lying when I played the C-SPAN clip, because we were the first people to kind of point it out and make a big deal out of it. And notice, day after day, week after week, month after month, we will break something or push it out into major attention, and then we always get blamed for lying, and then later it comes out we were right, like really being at level 6 with the World Health Organization. We told people that back in April, and that was admitted 2 months later. So we're already under martial law. That's why the police have been issued tasers. That's why they've been told, crack down on the public. Let them know you're boss. That's why they're putting CIA and regular army into every local threat fusion center. It's just they're ratcheting up the level of martial law that we're under and now acclimating the local police departments to accept foreign troops.
You about a month ago, you said that the Israeli army was in Tucson, and I laughed at you, okay? So I went, the next day, I went to a Pima County gun range to do some of my shooting. And the man next to me was an Israeli soldier in his BDUs. He had his black boots on, camouflage pants, and his T-shirt said Israeli Defense Force. You know, I almost passed out. I said, God, Alex was right. And this guy, you know, he's talking to me, and he says he'll be here 6 months, and, you know, he bought his wife a pistol, and he's shooting his guns, you know. I had three pistols and an AK-47. And, but I knew immediately what was going on just because of your comments, and I wanted to thank you for it. So I was extremely upset because I knew, you know, by your hint, you told me what was going on, and that happened a month ago. Thanks for your help.
Well, sir, he hung up. I wanted to let George in Arizona finish up what he was saying. George, call back in if you can get an open line, 1-800-259-9231. Sir, this is what happens to everybody. I was not just saying that Israeli troops are part of the exercise. That was from FEMA's own website. In fact, let me just read this to people. I mean, I'm not just saying Ukrainian troops every year come into England and Scotland and pull citizens out of their cars. BBC headline, Ukrainian Marine stop drivers. Here's the, just type this into a search engine, National Level Exercise 2009, NLE09. This is a FEMA press release, third paragraph, and it talks about the foreign troops. And then I have another article here in my stack about the Israeli troops. I was only reading from FEMA's own website. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.